As promised, we are joined right now by a former University of Florida tight end, an All-American, a John Mackey Award winner, two-time first-team All-SEC-er, 43 receptions, 770 yards, 12 touchdowns in just eight games last year. He appears courtesy of Old Spice and their partnership with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America. Kyle Pitts is my guest. Kyle, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, so we're about 48 hours away from the start of the draft, and you hearing your name called. I'm curious, what has the draft evaluation process been like for you, and how are you approaching the next 2 days? Like, are you enjoying this process, or if you could hit that speed button, would you fast forward to the night right now?
I definitely am enjoying the process. It's something new, so I wouldn't hit that speed button. I never get bored with the process. I know it's a lot that comes with it, and I know I've been working for this and I want to experience it all. So just taking it all in, soaking it all in, meeting new people, doing different things that I didn't get a chance to do at college. So that's something that's pretty fun, and I'm pretty excited for the next 48 hours.
I like that. I like that response a lot. Kyle Pitts joining us. So take me back. The story goes that when you heard about the 49ers moving up to get that number three pick, you texted your tight ends coach, Tim Brewster, and you asked, quote, "Is it a QB or is it me?" End of quote. I also like that a lot. What made you think that maybe it might be them making a move to get you?
That was in the beginning before I feel like the quarterback talk started to increase. But and I was just getting information, maybe thinking that they were interested, or you know, I was having meetings with them. But that was before, like I said, before the quarterback hype came. So that train left. I don't really think they're going to pick me anymore.
Kyle Pitts joining us. Hey, by the way, this time of year, you never know, right? You never know. When you hear information, you never know exactly what to believe. This much is certain, though. The expectation is you're going to be the first non-quarterback selected in the draft. But if you were to take a step back from that, do you believe that you're the best player in the draft, regardless of position?
Yes, I do think I'm the best player in the draft. Regardless of position, I think I'm the best non-quarterback in the draft, but you know, it's a lot of work to be proven, so that's the only way that's going to be shown is through my gameplay.
We're talking to Kyle Pitts, getting ready for the upcoming draft. It finally gets underway on Thursday. You know, if you go to the right spot with coaches who know how to maximize your talents, I don't want to get ahead of myself, and I'm sure you don't either, but like, what is your upside? Like, how good do you think you can be? The Hall of Fame, for instance. I mean, it's an absurd thing for me to say to a guy who hasn't been drafted yet, but is that something that's on your radar, maybe in the back of your mind? Are we talking about, are you thinking all-time great?
I'm definitely thinking all-time great, but, you know, it's still things to work on, still work to put in order for me to be the best. So I think the ceiling's still pretty high, and I think that I have a lot of things that I can improve on in order to make me the best. So, but I would say the upside is just, my mental side of the game. I feel like I do a great job in studying film in order to, you know, watch my opponent and see how I can defeat them every play.
All right, so to that point, Kyle, for instance, the term unicorns come up quite a bit to describe you. I'm curious about your reaction. Like, do you think that's a good thing, or do you think maybe it's a way to kind of undersell what you're talking to me about right now, the amount of work you put in on the practice field, the amount of time you put in the weight room, the amount of time you put in the film room? In other words, do you like that term unicorn, or do you think maybe it undersells you?
I definitely love the term unicorn, because you can't find unicorns. We're just walking around in the forest.
There you go.
But they're kind of unique, and I feel like what I bring to the table is pretty unique, and I think that kind of helps me, you know, beat certain things and do certain things.
Kyle Pitts joining us. You mentioned the competition. Like, you've gone up against some of the best DBs in all of college football. You've beaten all of them. Who were the guys that gave you the biggest challenges?
I would say probably J.C. Horn or Pat Surtain. Those are the two best corners in the draft. And Tyson Campbell. All those guys gave, you know, great matchups throughout the game. And every time I got to go against them, it was. You know, they made sure I was working, and it wasn't an easy matchup.
Talking to Kyle Pitts for a few more moments. Now, when I say teams are fired up about you, there's also the Dallas Cowboys and owner Jerry Jones saying, quote, I'm excited to have you come into this league. And, man, what a pair we could do with old Dak Prescott and some of these guys that we've got out there with options to get you the ball so we can dream of visions of sugar plums around here. Got to ask, Kyle, like, what's it like to hear a team owner saying that he's got visions of sugar plums when he thinks about you in the offense? Does that feel pretty cool, or does that feel a little weird?
That definitely is a little cool because someone like, you know, Mr. Jones, he's a highly touted GM, and the Cowboys is a great organization, and, you know, with that, with him saying that, it kind of made me laugh, I feel like, because he's someone that, you know, speaks his mind. They're really heavily offensive oriented. So, you know, to get a chance to, if I do get a chance to play for the Cowboys, that'll be something special.
My man, I think that if I were you and I had that opportunity to put that star on the side of the helmet and play for an iconic owner in a franchise like that, I would think it is pretty cool to hear something like that. But since I'm just a dope behind a mic, man, I think that sounds weird. But I mean that respectfully, you know.
I got
talking to Kyle Pitts, but if I were you, I would think that's awesome. There's a lot of upside there. You know what's kind of funny? When you were involved in the draft process, you were called the best tight end prospect in a generation. But if we go back to high school, you played quarterback, and at one point you told The Athletic, quote, "I sucked at quarterback." It's kind of a funny line. I mean, dude, you might not have been as good a quarterback as a tight end, but you didn't really suck at quarterback, right?
I'm just going to say I feel like I knew I didn't have a future in it, so I was just, at that point, like, I feel like I was just throwing my arm out every day. I just didn't have the mechanics that it needed to be, but I wouldn't say I totally sucked, but I just got the job done, put it like that.
Cal Pitts joining us. So you're working with Old Spice and Big Brother, Big Sisters of America. Lay it out for me. What is that all about?
I'm a proud partner to be with Old Spice and helping guys with the confidence to reach their full potential. You know, at the NFL draft, Old Spice will be partnering with the Big Brother and Big Sister, you know, to put spotlight on the mentorship. And to read more on it, you can visit Big Draft 21 to learn more about it. And, you know, like myself, I had a mentor, so there were times where I didn't want to speak to my parents about certain things or speak to certain friends about it. But I had a mentor, Greg Garrett, and he was someone that I could call that was like a third party, you know, to help me cope with things that I didn't, like I said, talk to my parents about, being away from home, financial literacy, a lot of different things. So being able to have a mentor and speak up about your problems, that's something I advise, you know, all young guys and young gals to do.
That is really important. That is good to hear, too. He appeared courtesy of Old Spice and their partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America, a former University of Florida tight end. He was an All-American, a John Mackey Award winner, two-time first-team All-SECer, and he is one of the first names off the board come Thursday. Kyle, really good to have you on the show. Thanks for the conversation, and I look forward to doing it again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Kyle Pitts, super player. High character. And I'm looking forward to that.